avizandum. In Scots law, this term describes the careful consideration given by the judge before an important decision. Join me each week as we explore various topics from a spiritual perspective and take matters avizandum. I'm often asked to recommend books for Christians. I try to make a recommendation which will be helpful to the individual. Is she a new believer? Does this man understand any theology? One of the books I do recommend is The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. It's not read as much today as it was in previous generations, but it's a classic. As a boy, I was encouraged to read it, not in a child's version, but the actual book. My mother had a great love for The Pilgrim's Progress and encouraged me to read it. Bringing us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, my parents would often refer to different individuals and situations found in The Pilgrim's Progress. It's said that Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher in London, read the book 100 times. I'm not asking you to read it 100 times, but I am suggesting that you read it at least once. Spurgeon said of Pilgrim's Progress, "You will see that it is almost like reading the Bible itself." He had read it till his whole being was saturated with scripture, and though his writings are charmingly full of poetry, yet he cannot give us his Pilgrim's Progress, that sweetest of all prose poems, without continually making us feel and say, "Why, this man is a living Bible." Pilgrim's Progress was written in the 17th century by John Bunyan, an English writer and a Puritan preacher. The fact that people will read it today demonstrates the importance of the book. It's an allegory of a man called Christian the Pilgrim making his way to Celestial City. The subtitle of The Pilgrim's Progress is From This World to That Which Is to Come. In a very real sense, all of us are on this journey. We're living in time. Soon, all of us will be in eternity. Christian begins his travel with a burden on his back, which represents his sin. As he travels, he meets a lot of interesting characters with provocative names such as Pliable, Obstinate, Faithful, Hopeful, and so on. His pilgrimage is from the city of destruction to the celestial city. He knows that the city of destruction is going to be judged by God. Christian is helped by others and comes to a place on which stood a cross, and a little below, a sepulchre. John Bunyan writes, "Just as Christian came up to the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do until it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more." After the burden was off Christian, he continued with leaps of joy and said, "Must hear the burden fall from off my back? Must hear the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me." How wonderful. And so Christian continues his pilgrimage through different experiences, including going through Vanity Fair. Now, let me jump ahead in the story and come towards the end of the first part of Pilgrim's Progress, where there's a river representing death. There's no bridge, and the river is very deep. There's no other way to the celestial city. Christian and Hopeful are told that they shall find the river deeper or shallower as they believe in the king of the palace. In the allegory, Bunyan is describing the believer dying and entering heaven. For some, the crossing is easy. For other Christians, it's very difficult. But as Christian goes into the water, he begins to sink. Hopeful tells him that he feels the bottom of the river and is good. But Christian thinks he's going to drown and will not make it to the other side. Hopeful sees men in Celestial City waiting to welcome them, but Christian doesn't see them. However, Christian presently finds ground to stand upon, and the rest of the river was but shallow, Bunyan writes. Bunyan is assuming that his readers would understand that the ground to stand on is the solid rock of Christ. The angels were there to meet Christian and Hopeful. The city shone like the sun, and the streets were paved with gold, and in them walked many men with crowns on their heads. Bunyan writes, Christian looks back and saw others trying to get through the river. But as these men came through, they didn't have the certificate to show to the king. Bunyan writes, Then I saw that there was a way to hell even from the gates of heaven, as well as from the city of destruction. So I woke, and behold, it was a dream. The Pilgrim's Progress is a fascinating story. I've tried to give you a flavor of it. I ask that you take time to read this wonderful classic, which I thoroughly recommend, The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. The story of a pilgrim going from the city of destruction to the celestial city of Evangelium.
You're listening to the weekly Evangelium podcast from The Verdict, featuring Pastor John Monroe. John is senior pastor at Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to John's daily program, The Verdict, on broadcast radio or major podcast platforms. For more information about The Verdict Ministry, visit us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict.